Tulsi Gabbard declares war on Hillary Clinton and Democrat Party establishment. By Joel B. Polak on October 20, 2019. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D-Hi, is taking the fight to Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party establishment after a spat Friday in which the party's 2016 presidential nominee claimed Gabbard was a Russian puppet. In a video released Sunday on Twitter, Gabbard talks about the origins of her long simmering feud with Democratic leaders, dating back to her support for the insurgent campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in 2016. Gabbard resigned from her post within the Democratic National Committee, DNC, in protest at the way then-Chair Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, was treating Sanders. Her concerns were later vindicated by WikiLeaks, which released emails showing that party leaders had conspired to help Clinton secure the nomination, forcing Schultz to resign. In Sunday's video, Gabbard recalls, "People warned me in 2016 that my endorsement of Bernie Sanders would be the end of my political career. They said, Clinton will never forget, that she and her rich and powerful friends, her allies in politics and the media, will make sure that you're destroyed. Hillary and her gang of rich, powerful elite are going after me to send a message to you, shut up, toe the line, or be destroyed. But we, the people, will not be silenced. Join me in taking our Democratic Party back and leading a government of, by and for the people." pic.twitter.com/tuzak. Tulsi Gabbard, at Tulsi Gabbard, October 20, 2019. Gabbard then refers to the countless hit pieces against her in the mainstream media, the most recent of which was an October 11 article in the New York Times painting Gabbard as a right-wing extremist. The Times hosted the fourth primary debate just 3 days later, and the article, which lacked any evidence, was seen by some as an effort to marginalize Gabbard after she had attacked Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, effectively in the second debate. Citing her 16 years of military service in the U.S. Army National Guard, and her congressional service on national security committees, Gabbard rebukes Clinton and others for falsely portraying me as a traitor. Clinton claimed in a podcast hosted by former Barack Obama 2008 campaign manager David Plouffe last week that Gabbard was a Russian asset likely to run as a third-party candidate. She cited no evidence to back up her claim, which Gabbard promptly rejected, calling Clinton the queen of the warmongers and blaming her for a string of media smears. "They will not intimidate us," she declares. "They will not silence us." Gabbard goes on to say that not only is she running against corruption, but against the Democratic Party elite. "I'm running for president to bring about a new Democratic Party, a new leadership that will fight for peace, fight for the people, and protect our planet." Separately, the Gabbard campaign sent fundraising emails over the weekend capitalizing on the confrontation with Hillary Clinton. The email from Gabbard read, in part, original emphasis: "Hillary Clinton, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, finally came out from behind the curtain yesterday, accusing me of being a Russian asset, asserting I was being groomed by Russian interests. If this is a fight she wants to have, one that has implications for all of us and the future of our democracy, then I challenge her to come out from behind her proxies and powerful allies in the corporate media, and face me directly." Gabbard has struggled to escape the second tier of presidential candidates, and failed to qualify for the third debate in September. However, she has made an impact in each debate appearance, partly because of her strong anti-war stance, and partly because of her willingness to attack other candidates' positions, something few others have been bold enough to do until recently. Though she supported Sanders in 2016, Gabbard has more moderate positions on several issues. She does not believe in decriminalizing illegal border crossings, for example, and would restrict many abortions in the third trimester, a position widely shared by the American public but which few of her rivals would dare to take. She has come under fire in recent years for her opposition to U.S. military involvement in Syria, a position she has pursued, in part, through a controversial visit to Syrian dictator Bashar Assad in 2017. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi made a similar visit in 2007. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.